Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, June 19th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Sources tell CNET that Samsung will announce the Galaxy Note 10 on August 7th at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, the same location as the Note 9 announcement. Samsung has not made the announcement official, so plans could change. Amazon announced a new version of its e-ink reader, the Kindle Oasis, with the ability to change the color temperature of the screen. Users can make the display show a more off-white tone for nighttime reading. The tone can be scheduled to auto-adjust at a predetermined time or in relation to sunrise and sunset. Kobo readers have similar functionality already. The new Kindle Oasis goes on sale July 24th, starting at $250. Google launched a Chrome extension called Suspicious Site Reporter. The extensions look for suspicious qualities at websites and turns orange if it detects them. If you agree that the site is questionable, you can click a Send Report button, which sends Google a screenshot, the URL, and site HTML. Sources tell TechCrunch that the Apple Watch's built-in apps will be removable in watchOS 6, including alarm, timer, stopwatch, remote, camera remote, radio, and a few others like walkie-talkie. The apps can be removed directly on the watch or by using the iPhone Watch app. The apps can be reinstalled from the App Store as well. A few built-in apps, however, like messages and heart rate, will not be removable. Nikkei reports Apple has asked suppliers to evaluate the possibility of moving 15-30% of output from China to Southeast Asia. The move would be necessary to avoid possible U.S. tariffs. Apple suppliers asked to evaluate the cost of such a move include Foxconn, Pegatron, Wistron, Quant Computer, Compal, Inventec, Luxshare ICT, and Gore-Tec. Foxconn has previously said it has enough capacity to build U.S.-bound Apple products outside China. U.S. House Financial Services Committee Chairwoman Maxine Waters asked Facebook to stop developing its Libra cryptocurrency until Congress and regulators can examine the issues. Other U.S. lawmakers also made similar statements. In Europe, French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire called on the G7 central bank governors to prepare a report on Libra for their July meeting. Bank of England Governor Mark Carney said things like Libra must meet the highest standards of regulation, but he has an open mind about it and will work with the G7, IMF, and International Settlements and Financial Stability Board to evaluate the plan. Several international banks are engaged in similar systems to Libra, like Ripple. No banks are members of the Libra Association. Mozilla released version 67.0.3 of the Firefox browser to patch a critical vulnerability being exploited in the wild. Google Project Zero and Coinbase Security discovered the vulnerability in array.pop when manipulating JavaScript objects. It could allow for some remote code execution and be used for cross-site scripting attacks. All Firefox users should update their browser. YouTube is introducing an augmented reality feature to let users try on makeup from the YouTube app. AR Beauty Try-On works in split screens, so you can watch a YouTube makeup tutorial on the top of the screen while trying out something like a shade of lipstick on the bottom screen. The feature is in alpha testing with select YouTube creators. MAC Cosmetics is the first brand to launch an AR Beauty Try-On campaign. Several other outlets have AR makeup, including L'Oreal, which partnered with Facebook last year. Finally, Intel launched a tool called the Intel Performance Maximizer that uses some automation to examine your processor settings and change them to boost performance. The one-click overclocking tool works with 6 ninth-generation core CPUs. AMD offers a similar tool for its Ryzen processors. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.